Oh, Jesus. Here we are, gathered together once again.
哦，主耶稣，我们又在一起，聚集在你的面前。
We want to see your face.
我们渴望看到你的容面。
I want to hear your voice.
我们渴望听到你的声音。
The more we are gathered in your name, the more we desire you.
我们越多奉你的名聚集，我们就更多的渴慕你。
We pray, Lord, that you will speak to our hearts.
主，我们恳求你对我们的心说话，
Give us a fresh sight of yourself.
让我们再一次新鲜地看见你自己。
Nothing is more thrilling than the glory of your presence.
没有什么比你同在的荣耀更让我们的心里兴奋的了。
You told us the day will come when your glory will fill the whole earth.
你告诉我们，当那日你的荣耀要遍满全地。
We want your glory to fill us today.
今天我们渴望你的荣耀来充满我们。
We ask for every one of the leaders this morning that we will have a fresh revelation of yourself.
我们为今天的每一位领袖祷告，让我们都新鲜的再次看见你自己，得着你的启示。
Open our eyes, open our ears.
开我们的眼睛，开我们的耳朵，
That we will catch sight of you, Jesus.
好让我们看见你，耶稣。
You are the bridegroom of our soul.
你是我们灵魂的新郎。
And you are sitting on the throne.
你就坐在宝座上。
We ask you to rule in our meeting this morning.
我们恳求你在我们今天的聚会里掌权，
That your name will be glorified.
好让你的名得着荣耀。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, Amen.
用我们主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's such a joy to be with you on leadership class.
在周一同工会跟你们在一起是何等的喜乐！
And this morning, I want to ask Sister Alice to sing one of my favorite songs, The Glory of His Presence.
今天早上我们想请圣秋姐妹唱我最喜爱的一首诗歌《主同在的荣耀》。
哈利路亚，赞美耶稣！哦，主的同在的荣耀是我们所羡慕的。赞美耶稣！我曾与主耶稣同行，与他有奇妙交通，世界再不能引诱我属主主耶稣我。我见过他承认试探，因他愿与我同行。他与我同在的荣耀，直到永远属于我。看那他同在的荣耀，看那他美丽身。我属他，一直到永远，完全都是主恩典。当我跌倒，被罪压制，心灵破碎与忧伤，我就感觉主亲近我重担，主已担当。我见过他承认试探，因他愿与我同行。他与我同在的荣耀，直到永远属于我。看那他同在的荣耀，看那他美丽生命。我属他，一直到永远，完 全都是主恩典。我曾与我救主同行在阴沉黑暗时分，自从我与救主同行，我得了上好福分。我见过他成人时，他因他愿与我同行。他与我同在的荣耀，直到永远属于我。看那他同在的荣耀，看那他美丽生命。我属他，一直到永远，完全都是主恩典。哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哦，哈利路亚，我见过他，曾认识他，因他愿与我同行。他与我同在的荣耀，直到永远属于我。主啊，我们赞美你，赞美你，真的是在我们人生的各个阶段里头，主啊，我们都能够哦知道，主啊，你是一直与我们同在的神，你的慈神爱说一直是这样紧紧的牵拉着我们。哦，主啊，又何时能与你相比呢？即使我们跌倒、被罪压制的时候，主啊，你仍旧与我们同在。当我们走不动的时候，主你仍旧愿意抱着我们而同行。主啊，这个恩典是何等的浩大！主，我们感谢赞美你，主，我们感谢赞美你，谢谢你在我们的人生当中，你一路与我们同行。而我们也知道，这都是主的恩典。都是主的恩典，谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's so wonderful when Jesus reveals his presence to us.
当主耶稣以他的同在向我们显现，是何等的美好！
And all since we have been gathered together, my husband and I have been at pilgrim camp with the Chinese group.
我们聚集在一起，在营地，我跟我先生跟我们从国内的人在一起。
And we experience the beautiful glory of his presence.
在那里，我们经历了他同在的美丽的荣耀。
If I could put the whole conference into the greatest blessing, it was his presence.
如果我想要提到营地特会最大的祝福，那就是他同在的荣耀。
But when we came home, I had a physical trial with one of my teeth.
但当我回家以后，我经历了一个身体上的试炼，就是我的牙齿。
And the doctor filled the tooth, but then he found out an infection was in it after the filling.
牙医为我补了牙，但过后他发现在里面有一些发炎。
And so then he had to pull the tooth and try to see if the infection will go away.
所以他必须把那颗牙齿拔掉，看这个发炎是不是会好起来。
And it was a trial for me.
对我来说，这是一个试炼。
And as I've mentioned on the Saturday, that Pastor Ruth went through something like this as well.
我在周六的交流会上也提到，郭牧师也经历了类似的试炼。
After such a glorious time in his presence, her husband had a trial physically.
虽然我们经历了他同在的荣耀，后来郭牧师的先生也经历了身体上的难处。
Ambulance had to be called. He had to go to hospital.
他们需要叫救护车去医院。
And out of much investigation, they find out he has a very good heart.
但经过一系列的检查以后，医生发现他的心脏非常的好。
So it reminded me many times after a great and glorious blessing, we have a trial.
这就使我想起很多次，当我们经历过一次非常荣耀的主的同在以后，后面也许有试炼等着我们。
It can be something physically, or it could be something spiritual.
它可以是身体上的试炼，或者是灵里的试炼。
But Jesus is just the same.
但耶稣一直都是一样的。
The last line of the song that Alice says, In the darkness, in the shadow with the Savior I have trod.
在圣秋姐妹刚才唱的那首诗歌第三段，她说：“我曾与救主同行，在阴沉黑暗时分。”
And sweet have been the lessons since I walked alone with God.
当我单独与救主同行，我学到了非常甜美的功课。
As he never leaves us, he never forsakes us.
因为他从来没有离开过我们，他从来没有撇弃过我们。
Some of you remember how Pastor Lai was so excited to go to Pilgrim Camp this year.
你们一些人可能记得，在年初的时候，赖牧师何等喜乐，他想要去营地。
But in the early part of the year, her husband had to have surgery.
但在年初的时候，他的先生也需要做手术。
And they had to remove one of his kidneys.
他们需要把他的一个肾切掉。
And all of a sudden, she found out she was number one caregiver.
在忽然之间，她发现她必须成为照顾先生的最主要的看护者。
Her husband had need of a very strict diet.
李长老需要食物方面非常严格。
And she found great joy in serving him.
而赖牧师发现服侍先生是这样的喜乐。
But she wasn't able to be with us.
赖牧师不能够跟我们在一起。
She had to take care of her husband.
她必须来照顾先生。
So we find out many times Jesus has another plan for us.
所以很多时候我们会发现主耶稣对我们有另外的计划。
And she would like to have been right alongside of me.
她愿意与我们同行。
And the other teachers would have enjoyed her too.
而别的老师也会喜欢跟她在一起。
But it's so wonderful, in all these changes, Jesus is faithful.
但何等的奇妙，虽然有这么多的变故，主耶稣是这样的信实。
And we have these marvelous revelations of his presence, then we find out just like the disciples did, when you come down from that mountain of glory, sometimes there's a trial at the bottom of the mountain.
当我们在山上经历过主这样奇妙的显现，就像门徒们一样，我们下山以后也常常会发现有一些试炼等着我们。
The story of Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, where Elijah and Moses appeared.
我想到当主耶稣在变相山上的时候，以利亚和摩西都显现了。
And God spoke and said, This is my beloved Son, hear him.
神说话了，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
And they saw no one else but Jesus only.
他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。
The scripture tells us when they went down off the mountain, there was a demon-possessed person in the valley.
圣经告诉我们，当门徒们下山以后， 他们看到一个被鬼附的孩子。
And Jesus had the power to deliver.
主耶稣有大能可以释放他。
So in our walk with the Lord, we find there are many times of great glory.
所以在我们与主同行的路程上，我们发现很多时刻是充满了荣耀。
But around the corner, there may be a trial waiting for us.
但在转角处，也许我们就会发现有试炼等着我们。
Sometimes it's just the enemy trying to steal our blessing.
有的时候，只不过是仇敌要把我们的祝福偷走。
Oh, how we need to keep our eyes on Jesus.
哦，我们何等需要把我们的眼目专注在耶稣的身上。
And even when we have periods where we don't sense his presence,
即使有一段时光，也许我们感受不到他的同在，
we think we're all alone.
我们感觉是这样的孤单。
That is not true. He is with us in the darkness.
但那不是真的，在黑暗当中，他一直与我们同在。
He's with us in the shadows.
在阴暗的阴影里，他与我们同在。
We have lessons to learn to trust him at all times.
我们需要学习这样的功课，在任何时候都要信靠他。
And just like the song that Alice sang, we have seen him, we have known him.
就像圣秋姐妹所唱的诗歌里所说的，我们见过他，我们曾经认识他。
And he's here this morning to make himself known to us.
今天早上，他就在这里，要让我们更多的认识他。
So I'm asking, Oh Jesus, speak to us.
所以我要向他恳求说：“主耶稣，求你向我们说话，
Open our eyes to see you.
开我们的眼睛来看见你，
Open our ears to hear your voice.
开我们的耳朵来听到你的声音。”
If you may be going through some type of storm or trial, remember he's in the boat.
如果你正在经历生命中的风暴和试炼，要记得他就在你的船上。
Sometimes it seems we have to wake him up and say, Oh Lord, you're sleeping in the boat.
有的时候看起来，我们好像必须把他叫醒。哦，主耶稣，你在我的船上睡觉。
And then he tells us, Peace be still.
然后主就会对我们的心说：“住了吧，静了吧。”
Why did you doubt? I'm right here.
你为什么疑惑呢？我就在这里。
I thank the Lord through the last 2 weeks that I've been home. I have full healing and I had a great time of resting in Jesus.
我非常的感恩，在过去的2个礼拜里，我在我的家里一直休息，得到了完全的恢复，在主的里面有这样蒙福的时光。
And I've been reflecting on what the Lord did for us.
我也一直在默想，主在我们的中间做了什么事。
I was reminded of a word that Pastor Lai gave me before we went to camp.
我就想起在我们去纽约营会之前，赖牧师所给我们的话。
She wrote me a letter and said, It's going to be like the wedding in Cana.
他给我写了封信，告诉我这次营会就像是加拿的婚宴。
Now, what does this mean? You know the story, it's in John chapter 2.
我在想，这意味着什么呢？你知道加拿的婚宴的故事是在约翰福音第二章。
There was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
在加利利的加拿有娶亲的宴席。耶稣的母亲在那里。
And Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding.
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said, They have no wine.
他们的酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们没有酒了。
Jesus said to her, "Woman, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come."
耶稣对他说：“妇人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。”
I was reading that in a good Bible study book, and in the time where Jesus lived, the word woman, the name woman, was a very gentle, loving term.
我在一本圣经书里读到，在主耶稣的年代里，妇人这个称呼是一个非常亲切、尊敬的称呼。
You know, in the day we live, sometimes we just say, "Woman, what does that have to do with me?"
你知道，如果在今天的年代，我们称一个人"妇人"，我跟你有什么相干？这好像不太尊敬。
You're just a woman.
你只不过是一个女人。
But the historians say that in the time of Jesus, that was the same word that Jesus used when he was on the cross, the same tenderness, woman.
但历史学家说，他在这里提到"妇人"这个词，是跟他在十字架上对玛利亚所说的。妇人那个词是同样的词，是一个非常温柔亲切的称呼。
But his mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it."
他母亲就对佣人说："他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
And you know all about the pots that were there. They were earthen stone pots.
你们知道，在那里摆的六口石缸，都是一些。"简陋的石缸。
And they held. Each one of them held about 30 gallons of wine.
每一口石缸可以装大概30加仑的水。
But now they're empty.
而现在这些石缸都是空的。
So that part spoke to me that maybe when the Lord spoke to Pastor Lai along this line, maybe it's because we were all empty pots.
这就是我想到，当主用这段经文对赖牧师启示的时候，也许这些石缸就是指着我们这些空的器皿。
The Lord wanted to fill our emptiness.
主愿意以他的酒来充满我们的虚空。
And Jesus told them, the disciples, fill the water pots with water.
主耶稣就对佣人说：“把缸倒满了水。”
And you know what happened? The master of the feast said, "This is the best wine of all."
你知道后来管宴席的说："这是最好的酒。
They didn't know where it came from, but the servants who drew the water knew.
”他们不知道这些好酒是从哪里来的，但只有那些舀水的佣人知道是怎么回事。
And this is called the beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory.
圣经里说，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来。
And his disciples believed him.
他的门徒就信他了。
Jesus did it for the blessing of all those who attended.
主耶稣行这神迹，是为着所有参加婚宴的人。
Wedding is always a time of great joy and happiness.
婚宴总是一个非常喜乐、非常快乐的时刻。
Oh, I've been to some weddings where there was real dancing going on.
我曾经参加过一些婚礼，人们都在中间跳舞。
And so I took that to heart, that when we visited Pilgrim Camp, there was much joy. There was dancing too.
所以我心里就想到，当我们在营地聚会的时候，我们中间也有很多喜乐的跳舞。
Not only was the bridegroom there, but the bride was there too.
不但新郎在那里，新妇们也都在那里。
And everyone was in such a spirit of joy and gladness and rejoicing.
每一个人都经历了邻里极大的喜乐和满足。
Some people called it a family reunion.
有人称它为我们家人的团聚。
And really, that's what happens at a wedding. There's just like a family reunion. There's joy, and everybody loves everybody.
事实上，在一个婚宴，的确就是一个家人的团聚，所有的亲友都相聚在一起，他们彼此相爱。
And Jesus did it in answer to his mother's request.
主耶稣答应了他母亲的要求。
It isn't for all people to know about it.
不是为了让所有人都了解这件事。
Nobody knew where it came from, just the servant who drew the water.
很多人并不知道这些好酒是从哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。
Verse 11 tells us his disciples saw his glory and they believed in him.
但11节告诉我们，门徒们看见了他的荣耀，他们就信他了。
And those who came home from camp, you've heard so many testimonies, they saw his glory.
你们已经听到了很多与会者的见证，他们都看到了神的荣耀。
And their hearts were full of faith.
他们的心里充满了信心。
That we could go back to our countries, whether it was Asia or the United States, and we would be filled with that glory.
他们知道，我们回到我们自己的国家，无论是在美国或是亚洲，我们都可以被主的荣耀充满。
According to time in history, just 4 months later, this is what Jesus meant by he said, "My time is not, my hour has not yet come."
根据历史记载，在4个月以后。主耶稣的时候才会到，这就是他说"我的时候还没有到"是什么意思。
If we look at verse 13, the Passover of the Jews was at hand.
如果我们看第13节，他说犹太人的逾越节近了。
Well, the Passover is when that spotless lamb is slain for the sin of the people.
在逾越节的时候，那无瑕疵、无斑点的羔羊要被献上为祭，为了赎百姓的罪。
So, in record, this is only 4 months later.
所以历史记载，逾越节是在婚宴的4个月之后发生的。
This is what Jesus meant, my time has not yet come.
那就是主耶稣说"我的时候还没有到"是什么意思？
But at the Passover feast, as we read on, this is when Jesus went up to Jerusalem and he cleaned out the temple from those that were selling and animals.
但在后面的经文，我们就读到，在逾越节的时候，主耶稣就上耶路撒冷去洁净圣殿，赶出买卖的人。
This is the hour that he was waiting for.
这就是他所等候的时刻。
And he declares very loudly, "Take these things away. Do not make my father's house a house of merchandise."
他大声的宣告说："把这些东西拿去。"不要将我的父的殿当做买卖的地方。
He called God his father.
他称神为他的父。
He declared who he was.
他宣告了他真实的身份。
And then he said, they want to know what kind of sign. He said, "Destroy this temple, in 3 days I'll raise it up."
人们问他："你给我们什么神迹看呢？"他说："你们拆毁这殿。"我3日内要再建立起来。
They didn't know what he was talking about. And when he was held to be crucified, they held this very word against him.
他们不知道主耶稣说这话是什么意思。当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他们指控主耶稣因着他所说的这些话。
This Passover feast at that time was the very moment that Jesus declared his hour had come.
是在逾越节的时候，主耶稣亲自的宣告他的时刻到了。
He's even telling them that he is going, his temple, his body is going to be raised from the dead.
他甚至亲自的告诉他们，他的身体要再次复活，在3日内要建立起来。
They didn't understand it until it was all over. The disciples' memory had said this.
他们并不明白这些话，直到他从死里复活以后，门徒们才想起他说过的这些话。
Let's go back to our story about the wedding.
让我们回到婚宴的故事。
So, why did he do this, even though it wasn't the set time?
所以，既然他的时候还没有到，为什么他行这些神迹呢？
He saw the need.
他看见了他们的需要。
And for the blessing and the joy of the people, He did this.
为着人们的祝福和得到喜乐。他行了这件神迹。
It was kind of a secret miracle. Nobody knew but the servants and the disciples.
这好像是一个秘密的神迹，除了佣人和门徒们知道，没有人知道。
So there are many wonderful things Jesus does privately.
所以主耶稣常常在私下里做很多美好的神迹。
His kingdom is a kingdom of joy and glory and blessing.
他的国是荣耀、喜乐和祝福的国度。
Yes, there's trials on the way, all along the way, but he wants us to be filled with his glory.
是的，一路上有很多的试炼，但他渴望我们被他的荣耀充满。
That's a wonderful glory.
那是奇妙的荣耀。
Just to see him, just to hear him.
单单要看见他，要听到他。
And whether in a large conference of nearly 100 people, or we're in a small gathering online, we desire the glory of his presence.
无论是在一个上百人的大的聚会里，或者是在线上几个人的很小的聚会里，我们都渴望看到他的荣耀。
You know, the theme of our conference was unity.
你知道我们这次特会的主题是合一。
Pastor Ruth spoke on unity.
郭牧师讲到合一。
On our special Sunday Sabbath day.
在我们安息日的那一天。
And Pastor Lynn served the communion. That communion is the means of making us one in spirit.
在主日那一天，林牧师带领我们领圣餐，而领圣餐是我们在灵里合一的一个非常宝贵的方式。
It was one of the most blessed communion service I was ever in.
那是我曾经参加过的最蒙福的一次圣餐聚会之一。
Pastor Lynn led us to focus on Jesus.
林牧师带领我们来专注于耶稣。
I'm afraid in the United States, we do it very quickly. We just pass out the communion and take it and say thank you.
而在我们美国人教会的圣餐聚会里，我们常常就是很快的领饼杯，然后献上感谢就结束了。
And one of the shortest sermons we had was by Pastor Hung Leon.
而我们所得到的最短的一次讲道是凤莲牧师给我们的。
It still lingers with me. In 20 minutes, her sermon was on our heart.
虽然他只花了20分钟左右的时间，但他所讲的话仍然在我的心里存留。
To be in the bride, we have to have a clean heart.
他讲到我们的心要成为心腹，我们的心必须是清洁的。
You need to have a obedient heart.
我们必须要有一颗顺服的心。
Our heart needs to be faithful.
我们必须要忠心。
And our heart needs to be filled with joy and rejoicing.
而我们的心也必须要被喜乐充满。
She had a quick message, but it went right into my heart.
他释放了一个很短的信息，但那些信息就直接进入到了我的心里。
But most of all, I realized that Jesus was not just having us speak about these things, we were experiencing them
但
among us.
最重要的是，主耶稣不只是要我们谈论这些事，还要我们来亲身的来在我们的当中经历这些事。
It's not just teaching about unity, it's demonstrating it among one another.
它不只是在我们当中来教导关于合一的真理，而是在我们当中来亲自的示范怎样合一。
I know there. That's what Jesus did. He demonstrated the unity among us.
我知道这就是耶稣所做的，他在我们当中亲自示范了合一。
Didn't matter if we were English or Chinese or from this country or that country.
不管我们是讲英文的还是讲中文的，从这个国家来的还是从那个国家来的，
He makes us all one at his feet.
他使我们都在他的脚前合而为一。
Jesus used very simple lessons as he taught among us.
当主耶稣在我们当中教导的时候，他常常用一些很简单的故事。
Remember, he spoke about sheep and he spoke about corn and wheat.
记得他曾经提到羊，还有田里的庄稼，
It was easy to understand lessons.
这些都是很容易明白的功课。
The truth is so precious.
而那真理却是这样的宝贵。
Jesus is the truth.
耶稣就是真理。
He gave us a promise before we went to camp that he would walk among the camp, and that's what he did.
在我们去营地之前，他就赐下这样的应许，他要行走在营地当中，而他的确这样做了。
We were all touched with his glory.
我们都被他的荣耀触摸。
And I've had 2 weeks of quietness at home to reflect on the way he came to us.
而我在家里有2个礼拜的安静的时间，可以来默想他是怎样的领到了我们。
And I'm thankful for the way he is. There's another conference coming. It's going to be in Taiwan.
我非常的感恩，后面我们还有一个特会，是在台湾的特会。
Some I understood are planning on going there.
我知道有些家人正在计划去台湾参加特会。
And the promise of the Lord is when two or three gather in his name, there he is in the midst.
而主的应许说，无论在哪里，有2、3个人奉他的名聚会，他就在那里。
Maybe you couldn't come to the United States, or maybe we can't go to Taiwan.
也许你没有办法来美国参加特会，而我们也没有办法去台湾参加特会。
Or we can't go to Malaysia or some other Asian country.
我们也没有办法去马来西亚或者亚洲其他的国家。
But when you have your leadership cell group, remember his promise, where two or three gather in my name, there I am in the midst.
但当你在家里举行小组聚会的时候，你要记得他的应许，无论在哪里，有2、3个人奉我的名聚会，我就在那里与你们同在。
We don't know how many wedding guests were at this wedding in Cana.
我们不知道在加拿大的婚宴上有多少客人参加。
We only have learned that it wasn't publicized at the time of the wedding. Nobody knew where the wine came from. It was a secret miracle.
我们唯一知道的是，主耶稣所行的神迹并不是公开的神迹。很多人不知道这个好酒是从哪里来的，只有佣人知道。
Maybe it was just for the disciples. It said they believed in him when they saw what he did.
也许他行神迹就是为着门徒们，因为当门徒们看到他的荣耀，他们就信他了。
It was a private miracle.
这是一个私下的神迹。
But now it's written in the Holy Scriptures, and we can all enjoy it.
然而，现在这件神迹被记载在圣经里，我们所有人都可以来享受它。
God does some of his greatest miracles in private.
神常常在私下里行出他那最奇妙的、最大的神迹。
We think we're all alone and God doesn't see us.
我们以为我们是孤单一人，神好像看不到我们。
Or maybe you're one of those that you heard the testimonies and you said, Oh, I wish I had been there. I wish I had gone.
也许你听到了这些见证，你会说：“哦，巴不得我能够去参加特会，巴不得我也在那里。
I could say the same thing when I hear what's coming up in the fall. In Taiwan, and what's coming up in other places. Oh, I wish I could go there too.
”我们也会说，当我们听说在秋季台湾的特会，还有别的地方一些特会，我们也会说，我们也想要去参加。
But we must remember that Jesus visits even one or two of us gathered together.
但我们必须记得，哪怕只有一两个人聚在一起，主耶稣也要临到我们。
That's the promise that our whole ministry is built on. Where two or three gather in my name, there I am in the midst.
这就是我们整个事工所建立的根基所在。他的应许说，无论在哪里有两三个人聚会，我就在他们当中。
It's for one and all of us. It doesn't say we're two or three. Ministers are gathered together.
这应许是针对我们所有人的。主耶稣并没有说只有一两个牧师聚在一起的时候，他才与他们同在，
Or two or three leaders.
或者只有两三个领袖聚在一起的时候，他才与我们同在。
The scripture is for one and all.
圣经里的应许是针对每一个人的。
Oh, it's so precious. The wonderful light that he is in our midst is for the whole world.
哦，这是何等奇妙的应许，何等奇妙的亮光！他与我们同在，他与我们所有人同在，是针对全世界所有信徒。
It's a call to all Christians.
这是对所有基督徒的呼召。
My mother in our little group. Cell group many years ago when I was just a young girl, she would often say that where two or three gather in his name, there he is in the midst.
当我还是一个小女孩的时候，我的母亲就在我们的家里举办等候聚会。她常常提到这节经文，无论在哪里，只要我们奉她的名，奉她的名聚会，她就在那里。
We need to be more aware that he is in the midst.
我们需要更多的意识到她就在我们当中。
And let him have his way.
允许她按着她的旨意自由的运行。
We're changed in his presence.
在他的同在里，我们就得到改变。
We're never the same.
我们再也不一样了。
And he wants to work to change us. That we may be ready for his coming.
他渴望一直的做工改变我们，好让我们为着他的再来预备好。
The call is to all Christians everywhere.
他的呼召是针对各地所有的基督徒的。
One of the messages at camp was this word that the deeper life, the inner life that we call, it is truly the Christian life.
在营地里有一句话这样的说，我们所谓的内在生活，更深的基督徒生活，实际上就是正常的基督徒生活。
It's for whosoever will come.
他是为着凡愿意来的人。
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
哦，谢谢你，耶稣。
There's another part of the story I want to bring out. We're in John chapter 2.
我们在约翰福音
And
第二章。
I turn back to chapter 1 because where this wedding was in Cana.
我们还可以翻到约翰福音第一章，看到故事的另外一面，因为这个婚宴是在加利利的迦拿发生的。
It reminded me of someone who lived in Cana. His name is Nathaniel.
这使我想起有一个人，他住在迦拿，他的名字叫拿单叶。
So, John chapter 1, verse 43.
约翰福音第一章第43节。
This was after Jesus was calling Simon Peter.
这是在主耶稣呼召西门以后。
And he called Andrew's brother too to be disciples.
他也呼召了他的兄弟安德烈做主的门徒。
Verse 43, the following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, Follow me.
43节，又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说："来跟从我吧。
Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.
这腓力是伯赛大人，和安德烈、彼得同城。
Philip responded and followed Jesus.
腓力回应了主的呼召，他来跟从耶稣。
But Philip remembered a friend of his name was Nathanael.
但腓力想起了他自己的一个朋友，就是拿单叶。
He lived in another town.
他住在另外一个城市，
But they must have been good friends.
但他们一定是很好的朋友。
They must have read the Word of God in the Old Testament.
他们一定一起读了旧约神的话语。
They had the idea that God was going to come to them.
他们知道有一天神要亲自的临到他们，
He was going to send a Savior, a Redeemer.
他要向他们差遣一位救赎主。
Philip couldn't wait. He went, verse 45, Philip found his friend Nathanael and said to him, We found him.
腓力等不及，在45节，我们看到他立即就找到拿单叶，对他说："我们遇见他了。"
The one that Moses spoke to us about in the law and the prophets, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph, we found him.
他说："摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣，我们遇见他
And Nathanael says, Can anything good come out of Nazareth?
"拿单叶对他说："拿撒勒还能出什么好的
Nathanael was a very good man.
？”拿单叶是一个非常正直的人。
We find out he was very righteous.
我们发现他非常正直、公义。
He must have been a student of the scripture like Philip was.
他一定是像腓力一样很好的研读圣经。
But something was different in Nazareth, and he knew it not to be such a holy place.
但拿撒勒一定不是一个很好的地方，他们知道那里没有圣洁。
But Philip isn't turned away. He says, "You come and see, come and see."
虽然拿但也不信，但腓力并没有离开。他说：“你来看，你来看。
Philip was so excited he had found Jesus, and Jesus found him.
腓力何等的兴奋，因为他找到了耶稣，耶稣也找到了他。
He couldn't help tell his friend.
他没有办法忍住不告诉他的朋友。
And he finally pleads with him, come and see, come and see.
他对拿但业说：“你来看，你来看。
Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him.
”主耶稣看见拿但业朝他走来，就指着他说
And he says these words. Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit.
：“他就指着拿但业说：‘看哪，这是个真以色列人。’”他心里是没有诡诈的。
You know, the Israelites are known as a nation that often is tricky.
你知道以色列人以诡诈出名，
And they tend to be deceitful.
他们常常会欺骗人。
Well, they get that from Father Jacob.
他们的诡诈是从他们的先祖雅各来的。
And how Jacob deceived his father.
雅各欺骗了自己的父亲。
And stole his brother's birthright.
夺去了他兄弟的长子的名分。
And his brother Esau was furious with him.
而他的兄弟以扫对他很愤怒。
So down through the ages, that trickiness caught up with Jacob because his father-in-law deceived him by giving him the wrong daughter in marriage, Leah.
而雅各的一生中也被这个诡诈的性情所充满，也遭受了
So,
他的恶果。他自己的舅父也欺骗了他，为着妻子的缘故。
You know, when we're deceitful, it often turns around and bites us.
你知道，当我们自己施行诡诈的时候，这些诡诈的恶果常常会回到我们自己身上。
And of course, Jacob working another 7 years for the woman of his love.
所以他的舅父拉班就使得他为着他自己心爱的妻子拉结又多工作了7年。
And between Leah and Rachel, he had how many? 12 sons.
从莉亚和拉结两个妻子，他生了12个儿子。
Well, that's what it means, boy. Jesus says, oh, look, here's someone from Israel. Jacob's name was changed to Israel, in whom is no deceit.
后来，雅各的名字改为以色列。这里主耶稣说：“看哪，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。
And Nathanael asked him, how do you know me?
”拿但业对耶稣说：“你从哪里知道我呢？”
Jesus said, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
”耶稣回答说：“腓力还没有招呼你。”你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。
Nathanael's overwhelmed. He says, Teacher, you're the Son of God. You're the King of Israel.
拿但业非常惊讶，他说：“老师，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。
Jesus said, Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe?
”耶稣对他说：“因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？”你将要看见比这更大的事。
He said to him, You'll see greater things. Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter, you'll see heaven open and angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
又说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来，在人子身上。”
Jesus goes back to that story of Jacob, that when he was running away from his brother Esau, He slept that night with his head on a stone, and he saw the angels going up and down the ladder.
主耶稣又回到了雅各的故事。当雅各在躲避他兄弟的追杀，他枕在石头上做梦的时候，看到神的使者上去下来。
Oh, the word I felt the Lord wants to give you is the word Jesus gave to Nathanael.
所以我相信主耶稣要赐给你们的话，就是主耶稣说给拿单业的话。
Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
在腓力还没有招呼你之前，当你在无花果树底下的时候，我就看见你了。
Where have you been sitting? Where have you been seeking God?
你是坐在什么地方？你是在哪里寻求神的？
Where have I been seeking Him?
或者无论我是在什么地方寻求神的？
Remember that Jesus saw us. He sees us.
我们都要记得主耶稣他看见我们。他认识我们。
Oh, he said, I saw you under the fig tree.
他说，我看见你在无花果树的底下。
God sees us at all times.
在每一个时刻，主都看见我们。
Jesus said this one word to him. You are an Israelite, and there's no deceit in you.
主耶稣对拿单业说，你是一个真以色列人，在你的心里是没有诡诈的。
I was just wondering, what was Nathanael doing under that fig tree?
我很好奇，当拿单业在无花果树底下的时候，他在做什么呢？
I just wondered, was he reading Isaiah 53?
我在好奇，他是否正在读以赛亚书第五十三章呢？
Now those of you that are students of the Bible know Isaiah 53 is a picture of Jesus on the cross.
你们圣经的学生都知道，以赛亚书五十三章描述了主耶稣在十字架上的一幅图画。
He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities.
他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
He bore our griefs, carried our sorrows.
他担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
He was oppressed and afflicted, but he didn't open his mouth.
他被欺压、受苦的时候却不开口。
And they made his grave with the wicked and with the rich at his death.
人却使他与恶人同埋，死的时候与财主同葬。
Verse 9 of Isaiah 53 says, Because he has done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
第九节说，他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈。
That's a picture of the Lord Jesus.
这就是我们主耶稣的一幅图画。
There is not any deceit in his mouth.
在他的口中没有任何诡诈。
That's the very thing he said to Nathanael.
这正是他对拿单业所说的话。
You're an Israelite in whom is no deceit.
你是一个真以色列人，你心里是没有诡诈的。
Jesus was what he has told us. He was the way, he was the truth, he was the life.
正如神向我们启示的，耶稣他自己就是道路、真理、生命。
There's no deceit in Jesus.
在耶稣的里面毫无诡诈。
What he says to you, he will do.
无论他对你说的是什么，他就会做。
And his call for us is to be a Nathanael in whom is no deceit.
而他对我们的呼召就是成为一位拿但业，在我们的里面毫无诡诈。
Our hearts are pure before him.
我们的心在他面前是清洁的。
Our hearts are real.
我们的心是真实的。
The walk that we walk is honest.
我们的行事为人是真诚的、诚实的。
So I was wondering, was he pondering over that word in Isaiah that in Jesus was no deceit?
所以我很好奇，拿但业是否在那里默想以赛亚书53章那句话：“主耶稣口里没有诡诈。”
And Jesus spoke the very word to him. You're an Israelite in whom is no deceit.
而主耶稣就真的把这句话说给他听，你是一个真以色列
Oh,
人。
this is such a beautiful story.
哦，这是一
Someone,
个何等美丽的故事。
I believe the Lord wants us to be careful. There's no deceit in our mouth.
我相信主要我们非常的小心谨慎，在我们的口里不能有诡诈。
I remember on Pastor's first time he asked me to fill in for him in Dallas while he was away praying for somebody ill in Hong Kong.
我记得有一次，周牧师当他需要为一个在香港的人祷告，他就要求我来帮助他来带聚会，在达拉斯的时候。
We were teaching on deceit. And lying.
我们当时教导的主题是关于欺骗和谎言。
Oh, this was 20 some years ago, and one of the girls said, Oh, I do tell a lie because the Chinese, we don't like to hurt people's feelings.
这是大概20多年前的事，有一个姐妹站起来说：“哦，我的确需要说谎，因为作为华人，我们不喜欢伤害别人的感情。
And the scripture was so clear, every liar will have their part in the lake of fire.
”而圣经里明明的告诉我们，凡撒谎者，他们的粪就在烧着硫磺的火湖里。
And this young lady in the class started weeping.
当时，这位年轻的姐妹就开始哭泣。
I don't always tell the truth.
我不知道她是否在讲真话。
My teacher used to tell me, Well, you don't always have to talk.
我的老师曾经教导我，如果你不知道，你可以就不讲话。
There's something about our heart. We must be careful that we don't deceive people.
我们的心必须要非常小心谨慎，我们不可以欺骗人。
We live with a heart that's clean.
我们的心必须是清洁的。
And Jesus found that in Nathanael. He said, It's an Israelite that tried to trick people and tried to deceive, but I don't find any deceit in you.
所以主耶稣指着拿但业说。虽然很多以色列人常常的欺骗人、施行诡诈，但在你的里面，我没有发现诡诈。
And those very words made Nathanael recognize this. Is the Son of God. He saw me. When I didn't see him, he saw me.
而就是主耶稣所说的这些话，让拿但业认出了他就是神的儿子。因为当我在无花果树底下，我没有看见你，你却看见了我。
Oh, Jesus, help us to realize your eyes are always upon us.
Oh, 主耶稣，求你帮助我们意识到，你的眼目一直在我们的身上。
I must realize that you want us to live a life that's clean and pure before you.
帮助我们意识到，你一直要我们以诚实、清洁行在你的面前。
You're looking for a bride that has no spot or wrinkle.
你在寻找一个没有皱纹、没有玷污的心腹。
That we follow a master who is called the truth.
我们所跟随的主是一位成为真实真理的主。
That's your very name. You are the truth.
那就是你的名字，你的名字就是真理、真实。
Cleanse us from anything that is deceitful.
洁净我们，脱离一切的诡诈和欺骗，
Anything that is put on.
脱离一切的虚假。
Let us be real and honest.
让我们成为真实、诚实的。
Only you can make us pure.
唯有你能够使我们清洁。
We are all sinners saved by your grace.
我们都是蒙你大恩的罪人。
We want to be like Nathaniel.
我们都渴望像拿单叶一样。
He was seeking to be truthful, and you saw him.
他一直寻求诚实正直，你就看见了他。
Even when he didn't know you, he didn't know about you.
即使当他还不认识你的时候，
But you saw him seeking.
你看见了他在寻求你。
Make us all like that.
让我们都成为像拿单叶一样。
The last we read about Nathanael, not only in the first of the Gospel of John, but in the last chapter of John 21.
我们不单在约翰福音的第一章看到了拿单叶的故事，我们也在约翰福音最后一章第21章看到了拿单叶。
Reading with at verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And this way he showed himself. This is after the resurrection.
21章第1节，这些事以后。耶稣在提比利亚的海边又向门徒显现，他怎样显现，记在下面。这是在他从死里复活以后。
Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Canaan in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, the two others of his disciples were together.
有西门彼得和称为低图马的多马，并加利利的迦拿人拿但业。还有西比泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒，都在一处。
And there was a time when they didn't know what to do next, so Peter said, I'm going fishing.
在那个时刻，他们不知道接下来可以做什么，所以西门彼得说：“我要去打鱼。
And they didn't catch anything. They worked all night at it.
”那一夜，他们并没有打着什么。
In the morning, Jesus was walking on the shore and they didn't even recognize him.
天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，他们却没有认出来是耶稣。
Just cast your nets on the right side, and they gathered in a whole multitude of fish.
耶稣说：“你们把网撒在船的右边，结果他们就打上很多的鱼。”
Now, the youngest of them all, John, said, It's the Lord.
他们中最年幼的一位约翰说：“是主。”
And when Peter recognized it, he jumped in the water and went toward Jesus.
当西门彼得听见是主，他就跳在海里。
And when they came to land, they saw a fire of coals and fish were laid on it and bread. Jesus was already making breakfast.
他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。主耶稣已经为他们做了早餐。
And they came, and Jesus said, Come and eat breakfast.
他们就来了，主耶稣对他们说：“你们来吃早餐。
And they took the bread and they ate and the fish. This is the third time Jesus showed himself to them.
”他们就拿饼和鱼吃了。这是主耶稣从死里复活以后向门徒显现，这是第三次。
And mostly we pay attention to the last part where he spoke to Peter.
我们最注意的是主耶稣在后面向彼得所说的话。
So in chapter 1 of John and chapter 21, the name of Nathaniel is listed as a disciple.
所以在约翰福音的第一章和最后一章, 拿但业的名字都出现了,作为门徒之一出现的。
We see others are have different names like Simon Peter.
我们发现门徒们常常有不同的名字,比如西门和彼得是一个人。
And Thomas was called the twin.
而多马也被称为低图马。
Sometimes they had a first and last name.
有的时候他们有两个名字,一个是名字,一个是姓。
But in the book of John, John always calls Nathaniel Nathaniel. Others may have called him by another name, Bartholomew.
在约翰福音里，约翰常常称拿但业为他的名字是拿但业，在别的福音书里，他的名字是巴多罗买。
But in this story, we realize Nathaniel was one of his disciples.
而在我们今天读的故事里，我们可以看出拿但业就是主耶稣的门徒之一。
It's a beautiful story to think of Jesus making breakfast for them.
这是多么美丽的故事，想到主耶稣亲自给门徒们做早餐。
His eye was always upon them.
他的眼目一直都在他们的身上。
While he was living among them and even after the resurrection.
不仅是他在与他们同住的时候，甚至在他从死里复活以后也是一样。
And today his eye is upon you.
而今天他的眼目就一直在你的身上。
He wants you to be aware that he is watching you.
他要你意识到他一直在看顾着你。
He wants to reveal his love to you.
他渴望把他的爱启示给你。
Whether you're all alone, like Nathaniel under a fig tree,
无论你是像拿但业一样在无花果树底下一个人,
or if you're with a group of friends fishing together,
或者你是跟朋友们一起在打鱼。
He wants to make himself known to us.
他渴望以他的自己向我们所有人显现。
And when we see him, when we hear him, we know he is the Son of God.
而当我们看见他，我们听见他，我们就知道他就是神的儿子。
As Alice sang for him, I have seen him, I have heard him.
就像圣秋姐妹所唱的诗歌，我看见他，曾认识他。He
deigns to walk with me.
他曾一路与我同行。Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, yes.
You are here.
你就在这里。I
pray, Lord, that you will draw us, will run after you.
主，我们向你恳求，求你来吸引我们，我们就快跑的跟随你。
We'll be like Nathaniel. We'll follow all the way.
我们就要像拿但业一样，一路跟随你到底。
Cleanse us this morning in your precious blood.
请你今天早上以你的宝血再次洁净我们。
Make us ready for your appearing.
让我们为着你的显现预备好自己。
That you'll have a bride without spot or wrinkle.
好让你得着一个没有皱纹、没有玷污的心腹。
We'll be filled with truth because we're filled with you.
我们里面就被真理充满，因为我们是被你充满。
Pour out your spirit upon us today.
今天在我们的当中倾倒你的圣灵。
In Jesus' name.
当耶稣的名。
I'd like to have the teachers pray for us.
我想请老师们为我们祷告。
Take your liberty.
请自由的祷告。
利路亚，赞美耶稣。主，我们感谢你。主，我们谢谢你的同在，谢谢你的眼目，一直的看着我们。主，我们在这里向你祈求，求你赐给我们一颗清洁的心，让我们的心里没有诡诈，口里没有诡诈，就像拿单叶那样，一直的跟随你到底。主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你应许我们，永远与我们同在。若有两三个人聚聚的时候，你会彰显你的荣耀。主，我们感谢你的荣耀彰显在我们的里面。主啊，我们要一致的跟随你，我们要一致的要你帮助我们。帮助我们，为我们造一颗清洁的心，紧紧的跟随你。我的心紧紧的跟随你。谢谢你这样的爱我们，眼目不离开我们。主啊，我们知道你在每一次，你都彰显你的荣耀。你要把自己倾倒在我们的里面。就像那个迦拿的婚宴那样，一个倒空的器皿被你装满了，能够倒出来，祝福许多的人。哦，主啊，帮助我们，我们非常的需要，我们迫切的需要，我们爱你，我们需要你，我们向你呼求，求你听我们的祷告。奉靠耶稣基督的圣名，阿门，阿门。
主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，谢谢你如此爱我们，谢谢你是你自己先吸引了我们，主啊，不是我们先拣选你，乃是你先拣选我们。我们今天能够在这个聚会中有份，是因为你先呼召我们，你拣选我们。我们感谢你，我们赞美你，赞美你，主啊，让我们学会时时来观察你的作为，赐给我们像门徒，像在迦拿婚宴上的门徒们一样，有一个很认真观察你作为的眼睛。在众多的宾客当中，虽然只有倒水舀水的仆人知道看见你行的神迹，但是门徒们也看到了，所以他们就相信你。主要让我们在每一个环境中，我们都留心来观看你的作为，我们就看到你在其中。无论是在特会当中，在我们的小组聚会当中，在我们自己与你交往、等候在你面前的时候，我们都能够听见你说话，都能够看到你的作为。在你让我容许我们经历的各种环境中，让我们都看见你。哈利路亚，赞美主。主啊，也让我们就像拿单叶，在没有见你之前，在他就已经在等候你，他就已经在寻求你。主啊，直到他一见到你，一听到你的声音，他就认出这是神的儿子。主，因为他一心只要你，他不顾别的，他不顾当时的犹太人、当时的文士、
法利赛人是怎么教导的。他只想听到你的声音，他只要你自己，所以他很快就会认出你。他不欺骗人，他也不被欺骗。主耶稣给我们这么一个当当要你，当当要你，一直来寻求你的清洁的心。我们唯有当当要你，当当寻求你，我们就不会被欺骗，我们也不会想要去欺骗人，因为我的心里边只有主是我的主。哈利路亚，主耶稣给我们有一个这么清洁的心，谢谢主。这不只是我为自己的祈求，也是为我们今天每一位在线上的人的祈求，给我们就是当当要来寻求耶稣，当当要你，我们自然就会有清洁的心，也自然会有分辨的灵。赞美主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿门。
是的，主耶稣，你就是那生命的活水。主啊，谢谢你那么渴望把你自己给我们。主啊，求给我们一个单单要耶稣一死真一时渴慕你的心，主啊，让你的爱每一次来充满我们，吸引我们。主啊，我们就时时住在你的爱中，也接受你每一日的塑造，让我们与你的圣洁、公义、恩慈、谦卑、温柔有性情有分。主啊，让我们心里完全没有诡诈，乃是有主你那样圣洁、诚实、很正直的性情。主耶稣，谢谢你那么清楚地应许我们，若有两三个人在一处，你就在我们中间。因此，你在小组里显现，也在小组里。主啊，每一次去分赐你这生命的活水，给一切口渴的人来喝。主耶稣，谢谢你赐下披息的特会。你也即将在10月赐下台湾的特会，和刚刚过去两天的台湾的同工退休会，使我们能畅饮你生命的活水。但是主，谢谢你，更是谢谢你赐下如雨后春笋般的小组，到处都有，让每个地方神的儿女都能够在小组里畅饮你生命的活水。主啊，求你这活水每日将充满我们，浇灌我们，洗涤我们，塑造我们，把神儿子那诚实正直的圣洁的形象塑造在我们的里面。耶稣，让你的生命借着我们，你各地的神的儿女，主啊，在成为教会里、家庭里跟职场上一股生命的活水，是给 凡所有干渴的人来喝。哈利路亚，感谢赞美主。每一日我这饥饿的人，干渴的灵啊，都要像一个穷乞丐那样来向你买这生命的活水喝。主啊，谢谢你用你的贫穷成了我们的富足，用你的软弱成了我们的刚强。每一日我要保得你的生命。主啊，愿主继续的在我生命中来塑造，也在我们众人的生命中来不断的制作，使我们成为那不断被倒空的器皿，我要圣洁你的富足，你的智慧，你的全所有。这世界是何等的需要你，需要我们主啊，每一次来装备我们。主，感谢赞美这今晚的，借着今晚的话语，再一次激励起我们饥渴慕义的心，就让我们一生一世永不停止对你这生命活水的饥渴，单单的要你制作我们里面毫无掺杂，只有一个神所喜悦的那样单纯的爱你，不为什么，只因为主啊，你是召我们来的爱我们的主，是我们生命的粮，是活水解我每天干渴的主。单单爱你，祷告奉主的名求，阿们，
阿们。主啊，我们渴望有拿单叶的正直，让我们生命单纯，不说欺骗欺哄的话，心中没有诡诈。愿主圣灵一次一次不住地来洗涤我们，让主你的宝血一次一次地洗净我们，让我们回归单纯，回归定睛在主，让我们时常像那石缸一直倒空，一直被主你充满。主，我们知道我们软弱，我们没有办法让用自己的方法能够关锁在主你的同在里，唯有倒空我们自己，让圣灵不住的浇灌带领我们的生命，每一次每一个时间一直在进步，一直关锁在主你的生命的里面，让我们活着不再是我，乃是主你自己在我们里面活着。主，我们昨天的失败，但愿是明天的得胜，因为我们要从失败中来得取主更深的恩膏。谢谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣。
May the Lord bless you and cause His face to shine on you.
愿耶和华祝福你们，愿他的脸光照你们。
Amen.
Amen.